Microsoft HoloLens Militarized. Earlier this week, Microsoft published a blog post promoting the HoloLens, its augmented reality headset, for military applications. The company posted the text on its enterprise site, but later removed it. It hasn't even been 2 months since the Microsoft HoloLens Development Edition became available, so I'm sure they're trying to put the HoloLens in the public sphere as carefully and profitably as possible. Microsoft is clearly excited about enterprise applications for the HoloLens, so it seems odd that they would pull the content written by Sergio Ortega Cruz, Microsoft's Global Industry Solution Manager for Public Safety, National Security, and Defense. Cruz wrote about potential benefits the HoloLens could provide military entities, as well as its use for manufacturing military aircraft. Using augmented reality, AR, to supplement manufacturing isn't really breaking new ground. I've seen some examples of AR being used for training and some large-scale manufacturing in the past few months. In fact, BMW has been researching AR-based assembly and maintenance documentation for nearly a decade. The Microsoft HoloLens allows manufacturers on the assembly floor to quickly locate components and receive directions about where they will be used. Aircraft have millions of components, and I can see how the HoloLens could be extremely useful in sorting out this information. Saving time and money while improving the assembly process is a definite benefit to any organization. The HoloLens has collaboration features that allow different workers to discuss strategy and instruct others, all while interacting with the same hologram. After Cruz covered the well-worn use case scenario for HoloLens and manufacturing in his blog post, he explored more militaristic possibilities. By blending 3D holographic content into the physical world, HoloLens enables defense organizations to interact with the real world in ways never before possible. For those unfamiliar with HoloLens, it's a self-contained holographic computer that embraces virtual reality and augmented reality to create what's called mixed reality. While virtual reality immerses users in a simulated world, augmented reality overlays digital information on top of the physical world. By understanding a user's environment, mixed reality enables holograms to look and sound like they're part of the real world. Cruz also makes the case for increased efficiency and less cost for military operations by potential uses of the AR headset, first by imagining a crisis involving a broken-down military aircraft that needs repair. Today, if the first level of mechanics cannot solve the problem, they typically either talk to the master mechanic by phone or wait for the master mechanic to fly in to diagnose and fix the airplane, an inefficient process that can keep aircraft grounded for a long time. With HoloLens, the master mechanic can develop a 3D model that overlays instructions on top of the aircraft, showing the mechanic the exact components that need to be moved, replaced, or recalibrated. No longer does the mechanic need to consult the master mechanic or page through manuals to see where specific parts are located. Viewing digital content superimposed on the actual airplane, he or she can visualize exactly what needs to be repaired and in what order, and then quickly take action. Next, Cruz moved the HoloLens onto the battlefield. With HoloLens, officials in the command and control center can keep their soldiers safer while better planning their combat maneuvers. By superimposing a digital map onto the actual battlefield, for example, commanders can better understand the terrain on which their troops are moving and more accurately pinpoint where the enemy is keeping its assets. With the enhanced situational awareness that HoloLens provides, both military commanders and soldiers can perform their jobs with greater safety, speed, and effectiveness. While it's not surprising that Microsoft would pursue big military contracts for the HoloLens, it is interesting that they took it the post down. I'm not expecting anyone to be surprised, but I'm curious as to what our readership thinks about this redaction, slip-up, or whatever you want to call it, from Microsoft. What are your thoughts?